God bless you, dear.
This is a very happy occasion.
Yes, indeed.
As I do feel that now, at last, we have you settled.
Yes.
It's your a nice... mind can be now be free to do the work of the Spirit.
Yes. It's a nice atmosphere.
Yes, child. You see, we did not have to wait very long.
No, bless you.
We made every effort on your behalf. And there were other possibilities, but this, I'm sure, is the right place for you.
Thank you.
And there will be no problems. And your health, I'm sure, will improve.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be enabled to do the work of the Spirit in the way in which we desire that it should be done.
Thank you.
You may have more opportunity to go out
mm-hmm.
and do the work. You are more central, more easy to get about.
Oh, yes.
I don't think you will have any problems.
Thank you. It's a very quiet house.
And you are a very quiet person.
Yes.
So you will therefore, as you would say, fit in very well. And I'm sure everyone will be most kind and friendly.
Oh, yes, they have so far. Anyway, I'm very grateful to you, dear, and all of you.
Yes, I have joy to be of service, child.
I'm intrigued to know how you do it.
Ah, that we could not fully explain.
No.
And I do not think it would be good, perhaps, to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
When there is such faith as you have, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Faith can truly remove mountains, and certainly we have made a great effort on your behalf.
Yes.
And with your faith to help us, we have achieved what we set out to do, to find for you a new home, a new environment in which you could find peace and quietude and serve humanity to do the work of the Spirit.
All my efforts.
You must remember too, there are many lonely souls, sad, unhappy people, who will need your friendship and the comfort that you can give. This is also, child, an important part of your work.
Yes.
I want you to remember this, and that given the opportunity, I want you to give them the comfort and the help that has been given to you.
Yes, thank you.
We will send to you the right people, the people whose needs are genuine and sincere.
Yes.
You will make interesting friendships, contacts, and you will serve in many ways.
Thank you.
Now, had you anything in particular that you wish me to talk about?
Well, I wanted to ask you if you would tell me about your own sphere, where you live. You have told me how you were principal of a school for teaching, but do you live with others of like mind or on your own? And could you convey some of the beauty of it? And once you told me a long time ago that during my sleep state even I was familiar with your sphere, and I wondered how that could be.
One must, I think, realize that every soul that leaves the earth plane at the time of so-called death, automatically, by the very nature of things, enters into an environment or condition of life to which they are best suited. And there are those who, when on earth, by their effort, desiring for spiritual experience, and also the desire on the part of the individual while yet on earth to serve and to be of service in the highest sense, and who give themselves completely and absolutely in love to humanity, to do the will of the Most High. When such a one passes from your world to this, they are able, by the very conditions of their lives, able to, what you might term, avoid or bypass certain planes or spheres near unto the earth, to which many peoples go on passing. Do not misunderstand that I am implying by this that because of my personal earthly life I was such a good person, and that this automatically happened to me. But at the same time, I was fortunate enough to enter into a condition of life which, in many respects, was far removed from the earth. But by effort and by desiring to serve even more on this side of life, I was able to progress very quickly, as you would term it, in time, and entering into various conditions of life over a long period of earthly time, acclimatized myself in consequence to vibrations or conditions in which I was able and enabled by the efforts and help of others to become a teacher, able to transmit by my own thought and endeavor messages and experiences of many kinds to those less fortunate on spheres lower than mine own. And also I was able to form a group of souls whose task it was to enter not only the conditions of earth, but also the vibrations that were emanating from other spheres near unto the earth. We were able to make communication and contact with many individuals and groups of peoples who were sincerely endeavoring to find truth. I have been what you term a guide for many, many earthly years, and though I have used you chiefly, particularly latter years, in the centuries that have gone, there have been other souls that I have been in contact with, who of course now are here.
Yes.
And they are part of my group and band, and we have here what you would term, on my condition of life, a school.
Yes.
Of course, naturally, when you think of the word, think of school, you assume it is something comparable in a kind of way to an earthly school. This is not really so. Although we have what you would call student groups, even so they are far removed from the earthly interpretation. There are vast buildings here on various spheres that are places to which souls who are anxious be of service in various ways, to which they go to receive instruction and guidance, and many of them live on what you would call the premises. These are so vast that these buildings are really a whole series of buildings. They are, as it were, a community.
Yeah.
And inside, like unto a great city,
mm-hmm.
in which there are many buildings of many styles. These buildings have been created by souls who have themselves gone further ahead in progression, and who have left behind something of themselves, and indeed oft times they too visit from their own sphere to encourage and to enlighten. We have many manifestations of culture and experience covering centuries and centuries of time itself in experience by people who were created by their effort in a sense which is comparable to a physical one, inasmuch as the buildings themselves are solid and real. There are vast halls of learning, there are vast libraries of books of all kinds, there are great places where people gather for what you would call a form of musical festival, which great orchestras conduct, are conducted by great souls who are great musicians in themselves and who compose great works. There are many aspects of human endeavor. One must not assume that this is necessarily just a religious group or religious center or centers. Indeed, religion, in the sense in which you understand the term, in a way hardly exists for us. You see, there is no narrow concept or conception as there is on earth. Here, if one can term religion or use the word religion, it really conveys or means a wider experience of spiritual endeavor and life, and in consequence it covers vast fields of experience, combining art, music, and also spiritual consciousness and awareness, the overcoming of self and the losing of self in so many varying degrees and ways of expression, of changing color and light and shade. Even here we know more about the meaning of vibration, though we could not perhaps begin to depict or describe it to you, because your experiences of a limited nature, man has not yet discovered what vibration really is and what it means, or indeed what it might be achieved by it. In other words, we are learning life in its varying degrees and conditions and forms, and each individual, though being in harmony with the rest, is still an individual in his expression and his experience. That is why everyone who comes to teach, whether it is coming to teach in one of our own colleges, or going to some other college, or even returning to Earth through a medium, expressing certain views and experiences, everyone must bring to that effort something of themselves, which fundamentally is in agreement with the rest, but has an individual approach. And that is why sometimes, when individuals returning from our spheres to yours, may give perhaps what might be considered a different aspect to a certain individual problem, or to may give a different aspect to certain ways or conditions of life here. Though we are all one in harmony and in love, all expressing to some extent our experience of life and giving forth that which we have known and know of, does not alter the fact that although there may be slight differences in the aspect of the teaching and the expressing of truth, all truth is fundamental and all truth is as one. But this, of course, is what makes life interesting, whether it is in your world or this, or communication between this world and yours, that every soul, according to his development or evolution or condition of life from which he comes, will give his own experience and own expression of knowledge. And here in these vast temples or halls of learning, there are many, many souls gathered, often from other spheres, who come to give their own experience and to demonstrate their own powers and to give enlightenment to those even those who by their very experience are very far advanced. You see, no one here, no matter how far advanced he or she may be, assumes one moment, as you would term it, that they know all and everything there is to be known. That is the joy of life eternal, that there is always new things to discover. There are always new methods to apply, new experiences to have, to experience, many changing facets of light and shade. Life is constantly exciting and refreshing and new, and never is boring or tiring. You see, we are living in a rarefied condition of atmosphere and experience. This is a world in which all things are possible that are good, and that there are many, many, many varying degrees of experience. This is the joy of life eternal. That is why it is eternal, because if it were otherwise, if, for instance, as some people assume because of their religious background and upbringing, that once they are released from the body, they are taken, as it were, into a state of celestial being, in which they would then know all the answers and have all the experience, it would become impossible, because there would be nothing new, nothing fresh to learn, to know of, there would be no more striving, and so on. Of course we are always striving for greater experience, greater knowledge, greater forms of expression. We have an unbounded love within ourselves, individually and collectively, for the ultimate realization of everything that it is possible to understand and experience. And at the same time, we know that as we progress, there is more and more to learn, more exciting things and wonderful things to come. This is the joy of life, the joy of being alive, is feeling and knowing and understanding, expressing, and at the same time ever realizing the tremendous joy and beauty of eternal being. There is no lack of expression here. One may express himself in whatever form he may desire, and there are those who create and are very creative and create in so many forms and ways. Music, of course, plays a very important part in their lives. Great musicians still compose great works which are played by great orchestras. Great singers sing great works. Compositions are written for them. There are great artists who decorate the halls in which we have our being and the homes. There is nothing impossible. A man may be in his humbleness feeling that he can do little or achieve little, but even he can be shown a path and a way in which he can express something to himself. Everything is by its very nature possible. Because everything within human knowledge and experience makes possible new trends, newer realizations, new understandings, and new possibilities open up to all those who seek and strive, no matter what sphere or condition of life they may find themselves.
Another thought, Brother John, the band that you surround me with must of necessity be of different stages of evolution.
Yes.
How do you keep in touch to come and do it? I mean, like, think of little Rosina and David. And
yes, well, of course, you must also remember that there are certain souls who come who deliberately, of their own wish, assume an outward appearance or an outward expression of themselves. Not always necessarily as they are in their own environment, but as they possibly were when on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something which is deliberate. For instance, you may have a control who come, as you say, like Mickey, who to all outward appearances seems that he has not perhaps progressed terribly far. In other words, he assumes himself as he would have been known when on earth in in voice and in personality, but behind that facade is a bright and keen intelligence. Mm-hmm. And it is this that is important, in as much that he serves, as so many other controls, as one calls them, serve as a go-between those who are further advanced, maybe, but who lack experience, perhaps, in control or communication, or particularly in the case of relations of sitters,
yes,
who come at with apprehension and are uncertain and unsure of themselves. In other words, a child control such as that is important, because they can help tremendously to relieve the tension that might arise at such a sitting. And on both sides can be of service to the communicating entity and to the sitter who is feeling his or her way in this truth. You see, we must remember that there are many souls from different spheres, according to their knowledge and experience, who will act and work accordingly. But each and every one has a purpose in coming and serves a definite purpose.
Yes. I think of all of them, and I wish I knew them better. The little one, and David, and various others, I've known...
But you see, they work in a different way.
Yes. Your I wondered work, how you kept in touch. That's
oh, that is not difficult.
No,
we
no.
We can communicate entirely by the process of thought.
Yes.
And of course, they come for specific work.
Yes.
Particularly when you have to give messages from the platform.
Yes.
So on. But my work, of course, is the teaching.
Yes.
It's the giving forth of the knowledge as I know it, the giving expression to the words that not even always are mine, words of higher selves.
Yes.
I too, in a sense, act as an instrument for others.
It's a lovely thought, isn't it?
We are all, as it were, in one mainstream.
And do you know Francis of Assisi personally?
Of course.
Because I'm very fond of him.
He is one who is a great leader on this side, and mm-hmm. has many bands of souls who work under him for the good of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very much in tune.
Yes, I'm sure.
But you know, child, I do want to impress upon you before I go that this present circumstance which you find yourself is a condition which will, by its very nature, enable you to go forward. You will be strengthened physically and spiritually, and you will be enabled to serve much better without many of the undue worries that have possessed you in the past.
Yes.
This is the beginning of a new work, almost, you could say, new opportunity for service. Just be of good faith, as you always are, I know, because you truly have seen the way which you've been made. This is the beginning of a new effort. You must be patient, and you will see, child, how the power of the Holy Spirit manifests itself. I and all here leave you with love and blessings. Be of good faith, my child.
I will.
Peace be unto you.
God bless you.
Goodbye, Auntie.
All my love.
And I'm glad things turned out smashing.
Thank you, dear.
Now you look after yourself.
Oh, I do. I will.